Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Tamura Daf Lamedal, Tamura 34. In today's Daf Yomi, not only do we complete the chapter of Yesh Bekodshei Mizbeach, but we also, thanks to Hashem Yisbarach, have completed the Masechta Tamura, of being able to do a podcast for each daf in this Masechta. And so we thank Hashem Yisbarach for giving us the strength to do a podcast for this Masechta. So back in the Mishnah, Lama Gimel, Lama Beis, our Mishnah had discussed those things which are required to be buried and those things which are required to be burnt. And of those things that are required to be burnt, our Mishnah had listed that the Chametz BePesach Yisarif, the Chametz on Pesach is actually required to be burnt. This idea that the Chametz, which is anything that has leaven in it, is required to be burnt, is according to the position, actually, which our Gemara on Daf Amadalat is going to explain, is going to be all according to the position of Rabbi Yehuda, because actually in the Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Chafam of Amad Aleph, there's a dispute between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanim there. The Rabbi Yehuda is of the position that Bir Chametz is specifically with that when then there's a mitzvah from the Torah to destroy the Chametz, that Rabbi Yehuda is of the position that has to be specifically with burning it, and not through another manner, whereas the rabbis are the position that it's actually possible to fulfill the mitzvah of Bir Chametz, not by destroying the Chametz, but by throwing it into the wind or throwing it into the sea, which basically caused it to disintegrate, but not by actually destroying it. So this is what the Gemara in Pesachim discusses on Daf Chaf Aleph. So in our Daf Yomi, our Gemara says, Amar, we cite the Mishnah, Chametz BePesach Yisarif, which means, Sasam Wantana Kareb Yehuda. So says our Mishnah, Sasam Wantana Kareb Yehuda, that our Mishnah is following the position in a Sasa manner, meaning in a anonymous manner. What does this mean in an anonymous manner? That when Rebbe, Rashi explains the Beza, when Rebbe arranged the Mishnayos, when Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi edited all the Mishnaic texts, and he saw that there was a position of an individual scholar who was in his eyes correct, he cited him anonymously, meaning to say he didn't cite the scholar's name, but he cited it as a default position without attributing it to any person. And so it'll look as though it was the majority position, even though the Rebbe Yehuda is arguing with the rabbis, who the rabbis say that you're not required to destroy the Chametz with burning, whereas Rabbi Yehuda is just an individual. Nevertheless, Rabbi saw someone Tanaka Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi said, and recorded this mission in an anonymous manner, like the position of Rabbi Yehuda, who says, Ein bir Chametz al b'sreifa, that bir chametz, the destruction of chametz, must be done by burning. But the chachamim, the sages' position, the rabbanim, they argue with Rabbi Yehuda, and they say, no, you can destroy the chametz in whatever manner you want, because it states in Exodus chapter 12, verse 15, it says, tashbisu se'or mibateichem. It says, you must destroy the leaven from your house. And this implies, according to the chachamim, that you could destroy in whatever manner you want. And so therefore, according to the rabbanim, the chametz on Pesach is not something that is required to be burnt, whereas Rabbi Yehuda is of the position that he says in the Gemara in Pesachim that we learn out the law of chametz on Pesach from the law of Noser, from an offering which was extended beyond the time where it was required to be eaten, and just like we say by Noser that it's prohibited for it to remain, and so too chametz is prohibited for something to remain in your possession, and just like Noser we're required to burn it, so to the chametz, there's, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the position that you're required to burn it. And so therefore, that is the position of Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda Nasi is Sasam on Tana Kavasi. Rabbi Yehuda says that our last Mishnah of Tamura, he rules like Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore he records the position in an anonymous manner to support his view. So the Radvaz argues, the Radvaz writing in the Middle Ages in North Africa writes that he says, Pishpesh Volmatz, I searched throughout the entire Talmud, and I never found a reason, L'chumras Chametz. I never found a reason why, with respect to Chametz, the Torah was so strict, and Chazal was so strict with respect to Chametz, more than all other prohibitions. I never found the reason why, according to the law, we have to be so strict with chametz. And he says, therefore, we need to say that when we say that chametz has a hint to it, that the idea of leavened bread, that it hints to the idea of the evil inclination, he says, no, it's not a hint, but rather this is the pshat. This is the literal explanation, that chametz actually represents something. The reason why we can't keep the bread in our possession is because it hints to the fact that this is the evil inclination, that all of the stringencies we have with respect to chametz are in order to awaken within ourselves that we need to distance ourselves in a great deal from the Yetzer Hara, from this evil inclination, and we need to look through all the holes and cracks and crevices in our heart and to see if there's even a remnant of this chametz in our heart that we need to quickly throw it out of ourselves, and we need to burn it. And how do we burn it? We need to burn it with fire, but not with physical fire, but we need to get rid of it with the Eish HaTorah, with the fire of the Torah. And that's why Rabbi Yehuda is saying, Ein bir chametz ela b'sreifa, meaning to say that there is no way to get rid of the Yetzer Hara, but only to burn it through the fire of the Torah. Like our sages said, Barati Yetzer Hara, it says in Kedushin 30b, I created Yetzer Hara, but Barati lo Torah Tavlin. When I created the Torah as the spice, and Hashem Yisparach created something that we could destroy the Yetzer Hara, and how are we able to destroy the Yetzer Hara? Only through the fire of the Torah. And that's why he says, Ein Bir Chametz. The only way we can destroy the Chametz is Bisreifa, taking the fire of the Torah and destroying the Chametz, the Yetzer Hara within us.